This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we get into this day, I just want to remind you that we've been talking this week about being God-centered in our lives rather than self-centered. And don't you find it to be so true in life that every time you're self-centered and you make decisions just based on what is good for you, not other people around you, and not thinking about God, that really you mess up your life and your relationships. Life is not meant to be self-centered. It's self-evident. We can look at the outcome of that kind of life. Life is meant to be God-centered. From Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be the glory forever. And in Romans 12, where we've been looking this week, Paul comes and he urges us, in light of that, to present ourselves to God as living sacrifices. You remember that in the world in that day, in the Jewish nation, they would worship God by making sacrifices to Him on the altar. And Paul picks up that imagery and he says, you be the sacrifice on the altar. You be the way of worshiping God. Let your life be an expression of worship to God to bring Him glory. He goes on in verse 3 to say, for through the grace given to me, I say to every man among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think. Not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think. And isn't this so often the cause of self-centeredness instead of God-centeredness? Is thinking of ourselves more highly than we ought. We all know people who think of themselves too highly. And it's a negative thing, isn't it? It turns us off. We know that that is not reality. And Paul says, approach life with humility. Paul's coming into a section here where he really is talking about relationships with other Christians, relationships with others in the church. And he's saying, if you really want to make church work, if you want to make relationships in the family of God work, humility is the first step. A proper perspective of yourself. You are not the most important person. You are not the center of the universe. God is. Secondly, he says, you need a proper understanding of the church. And here's what he says. Not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. For just as we have many members in one body, all the different parts of our body, and all the members do not have the same function, we've got a nose, a mouth, a tongue, feet, hands. So we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. We're all linked together. We're not just islands on our own, living life in our own self-centered universe. No, we're God-centered together, and we are in relationship with one another, and we need to think of everything in terms of how it affects the people around us. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let each exercise them accordingly. So whatever God has gifted you with, if He's made you a good teacher, well, use that gift to serve other people, not to lift yourself up. If He's made you a good organizer, use that gift in the church to help other people. Whatever God has made you good at, get involved in it to serve people, to recognize we're in this together and not in this together to leech off one another and meet our own needs and be self-centered together. No, but rather we're in this together to glorify God together. As we do that, we fulfill the meaning and purpose of our lives, and there is this sense of rightness and pleasure and joy in life. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.